I would like to emphasize the importance of always being ready with proposals. The things you want them to do. People who sympathize in our cause want to know what can they do for you. I feel that I am going to succeed in getting the support and cooperation of the church parishes in physical, spiritual, and financial help. My proposals to the pastoral council is pending. My meeting with the Archbishop designate William Borders is taking the place of Cardinal Sheehan. Have been arranged for late June after he settled down on his new position. And on the subject of labor unions, each state has a AFL-CIO president. It has four or five central labor councils and many international affiliates and local bodies. In Maryland, there are 820 locals, four central bodies, and international affiliates. It is a heck of a task if one does not know how and where to start. I started from the top down to the bottom. I reversed the proverb which says, start from the bottom of the ladder. Instead, I used the proverb which says, take me to your leader. I had contact with Dominic Fornero, AFL-CIO state president, with Tom Bradley, president of the Metropolis Baltimore AFL-CIO Council. I have very good relations with these two big men, and they are very warm people. And occasionally, I meet presidents of international affiliates during the monthly meetings. It is important that the Central Labor Council meetings be attended. Meet and socialize with the labor leaders and members. Also attend the meetings of the locals. My relationship with the labor leaders is that I always create an atmosphere like I have always known them all my life. They too feel the same way, and they become relaxed. I call them by their first names when we are not among strangers. Remember that he is your brother. Brothers must be warm and close with each other, and yet respect and dignity is reserved. Ask for local mailing list, and then send out letters asking for a meeting or monthly pledges. I asked for monthly pledges by sending out letters to all locals and affiliates. 820 locals will take 2 years to meet. We will be all starved. So I used the letter writing strategy. It cut the road shorter, and yet get there as effectively. My relationship with AFL-CIO State President Dominic Fornero is very good. He donates one box of paper a month, offered access to his office facilities. He said, "Pete, if I am not around, my secretary is around. Tell her what you want or need." I like that very much. You see, that is the atmosphere of brotherhood. Warm feeling. My attitude has built this trust and confidence. It makes me feel like I have someone I can go to when I have an urgent need. This, in my own mind, is a must in all acquaintances. Tom Bradley, the president of the Metropolitan Baltimore AFL-CIO, donates on regular basis. He plates one box of paper a month. And in financial monthly pledges, when I ask him, "How much are you going to pledge?" He pondered a moment, and then he said, "Send me a letter, and I can bring that to the executive board meeting." Brother, this was done pronto, and I mean pronto. Local affiliates' pledges should be consummated by the end of June. Letters asking for pledge commitment have already been sent out. I will be sending out a follow-through letters if I didn't hear from them by the middle of June. Speaking of the middle of June, and here we are in California, I bet you when I return, there will be a pile of letters waiting for me. Let me tell you about the early pledgers. I do my homework too, not just by letters. I approach these brothers in their offices, and Brother Henry Kuhlein, a business agent of Bakery Workers Local Number 68, pledges $25 per month until victory is won. Salisbury Central Labor Council, $25 per month. I did this by correspondence. I never have gone out there. It is about a couple hours drive. But my correspondence has taken effect, and it pledged $25 per month. And Jerry Menapis, president, Amalgamated Meat Cutters, 117, two boxes of paper per month. Jerry had withdrawn his support for a while because of the Gallo thing. And then when I go and meet with him, I never had met with him after he had withdrawn, but I met his business agent. George Q's, and I talked to him. Brother, you have to resume those 2 boxes of paper. I need it. I got it. The Metropolitan Baltimore AFL-CIO have endorsed their support in our efforts to boycott table grapes and lettuce 2 times. The first time was my first meeting with them in March. It was unanimously approved after I have spoken before the council. And the second time was after April 8th, Brother Walter Wedding, Director of Region 4, spoke before the council and urged very strongly the full support of labor. Then I was introduced to speak after him. It was then that they voted upon unanimously after I have spoken. Tom Bradley appointed Robert Grisser as chairman of the boycott committee. Bob is the president of the Young Trade Unionist. Brother Tom told me, I will give you young people to work with you and push the boycott. This was the afternoon before the meeting. It was a warm feeling to have the leader of labor union giving me this kind of attitude. Now on the subject of neighborhood organization. Again, I use the approach of take me to your leader. It took me 3 months to consummate the fruit of success on this matter. But I never give up hope. On May 21st, the Southeast Community Organization, composed of 180 local organizations, have endorsed my resolution seeking their endorsement and support in our efforts to boycott table grapes and iceberg lettuce and Gallo wines. I spoke briefly in support of my resolution after it was presented to the Congress. It was unanimously approved, and nobody said no when the chairman asked for a no vote. Oh, this is really wonderful. I feel very happy. Now, at the present time, I am preparing to submit a resolution to the Congress of the Southeast Community Organization to ask them to form a citizens consumers boycott committee, which would be on the desk of the president before June 1st. There would be some news soon. I would like to approach the subject of high schools and colleges and universities. I appointed Henry Rodriguez to be in charge of school organizing. I have gone with them to speak before the colleges and universities when I feel I can do most good with my presence. We had many engagements in speaking before the schools and urged the students not to buy Gallo wines. But of course, the iceberg lettuce and table grapes. unless it has the Aztec Eagle label. Thunderbird and Bones Farm wines are popular wines among the students in Maryland. But while I ask them not to buy gallon wines, I urge them to buy the good wines, Christian Brothers, Almaden, Old Mason, Parelli Miniti, and Italian Swiss Colony. I told them that Italian Swiss Colony wines are better than Gallo wines any time. This gives them smiles and giggles, which means that they know what is going on now in our boycott against Gallo. We urge them to make commitment by calling us in our office. We ask them to form committee to make a drive to stop the cafeteria from serving them scab lettuce. We ask them to join us in our picket lines, pass out leaflets. We ask them to form groups to picket the stores nearest their schools and or bring the message to their parents not to buy table grapes and iceberg lettuce unless it has the Aztec Eagle label. The spring vacation brought gap until the return in the fall. They told us that in the fall they will help us in what we asked them to do. Speaking engagements have already been arranged as soon as they settle down on the return to school on September. On the subject of news media, TV and radio, advertisements in the newspaper, church newspaper, and school newspaper, TV engagement was through the help of a priest, Father George Burr. The church advertisement in the Catholic Review was done by him. He raised $180 to pay for one-fourth of a page. And then he sent me what has not been spent, about $60. The school advertisement was put in one of the graduating class program. The approach was through interested student. This is another wide publicity. Parents, teachers, and students read it. I have a forthcoming engagement to appear before the TV WMAR Channel 2 on the 20th of June. Mr. George Collins, a black commentator, will show our slideshow or movie on that occasion. There will be a panel of a grower, farm bureau, a teamster, my staff and myself. I will invite Gilbert Padilla to be on my panel. This could be a kickoff to stop table grapes, iceberg lettuce, and Gallo wines. And now on the subject of the activity of my staff and supporters. What goes on now and then? What progress has been achieved in relation to the chain stores? I wish to call your attention that on the outset, I stopped the picketing that has been pursued by the coordinator before me. Instead, I undertook an intensive mass leafleting in the suburban areas where people never have heard our boycott. My purpose was to first educate the consumers of what we are doing and why we ask them to support us. In order to succeed, I feel that we have to reach a great number of population, of the population. And this took a lot of footwork. Door to door, leafleting great number of cars parked in long rows in the residences, we early in the morning before the owners got up and go to work. We have distributed thousands and thousands of leaflets. 50,000 leaflets have been distributed thus far. That's a lot of money. But I organized the printing and the donation of the paper. The church and labor union have provided the paper and printing. And also an interested private citizen had pitched in some of the printing. There are 20,000 new leaflets now ready for the great boycott drive in June. Labor union provided the paper and printing. Another 20,000 is ready for the next new leaflets by the church, Archdiocese of Baltimore. I am presently organizing the community to boycott lettuce and grapes in the stores where they shop. I use the media of my newsletter and all of my speaking engagements. I told them that 6 people, more or less, can handle a store nearest you where you shop. The success of this strategy could mean a wide community coverage. There are 53 stores now in Baltimore that have agreed to sell only United Farm Workers Union table grapes and iceberg lettuce. Pantry Pride, a merger with Food Fair, with 44 stores in the chain, and Big Value Market with 9 stores. Before the National Farm Workers Week, I sent out letters to the presidents of the different chain stores in Baltimore, asking them to meet with me. The following have met with me thus far: Pantry Pride and Food Fair, a merger of 44 stores. They have agreed to sell only UFWAP Union products. Number 2, Big Value, 9 stores. They have also agreed to sell only UFWAP United Farm Workers Union products, with the Aztec Eagle. Number 3, Acme, 32 stores. It needs a little persuasion. He's gonna get it. Number 4, Foodarama, 9 stores. Also needs a little bit of persuasion. We have lots of persuasion in our hearts. That is what we are full of. 10 years now. And we have accumulated such power of persuasion. And then Safeway, he came to my office. They have 4 stores in Baltimore. He used the same kind of talk. We are in sympathy. But they say, he said he maintained the same position until the customers refused buying the products. My staff and volunteers and yours truly are determined to add more victories in our belt this summer and through the fall. There are 6 picket lines now going on in different communities. 1 in Ellicott City, 1 in Glen Burnie, and 4 are roving around in the metropolis of Baltimore. So, as they rove around, they are covering 10 or 12 stores on weekends. My staff carries on the picket line on weekdays, and a couple group under a nun covers Reisterstown on weekdays. The momentum is picking up. I expect the church and the community participation after my meeting with the Archbishop designate William Borders in late June, the student in the fall, and labor also in late June. I am developing a citizens' consumer boycott grapes and lettuce, and they are under the sponsorship of the New Democratic Club. This should consummate by July. Miss Susan Anderson, president, and her secretary are very friendly and sympathetic to our cause. They welcome my staff's tire graphical display, their materials in their meetings. They have put me in their mailing so that I can't miss their meeting. And in closing, I wish to make commendation to the members of the board, of my staff, who have been working very hard and complying with my coordination. Louis Cantu, whom I appointed as area coordinator. Henry Rodriguez, assisting Louis and also taking charge of the schools. Jose Salazar and his wife Lupi Salazar, whom I have appointed to take charge of the Baltimore Tire Graphical. They are in love doing the job and are also helping in picketing. And a new addition to my staff, Adams Baldwin, his wife Olivia, and 5 children. The help of the volunteers are as important and needs my very high commendation. May the good Lord be with us always and guide us till victory is won. This completes my report. This is Pete Money Velasco, Baltimore coordinator reporting.